الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. درو شيف الله. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, in the last session of Darsi Hadith, we covered the life of one great Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala an, born in Medina Munawwara and resting in Qustuntunya, Istanbul. A great Sahabi who was chosen to provide hospitality for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon his arrival in Medina Munawwara. And so he was the mezban, the host for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for many months. Subhanallah. Ulama have mentioned that in Medina Munawwara, amongst the Ansar, you had many great individuals, leaders also, amongst the Aus and Khazraj. But for Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari to be selected, for him to be the chosen one, it means that most definitely this was a divine selection. And scholars have even mentioned that for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stay at the house of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala an, that is also his miracle, his mu'ajizah. How is it his miracle? If brothers remember that in Medina Munawwara, many of the Ansari people were holding the camel, they were holding the reins of the camel, trying to push it towards the direction of their residence. So possibly the camel would settle in front of their property, in their house, near the house. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to say, da'uha fa innaha ma'mura, leave it alone. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed it to halt and to stop where Allah wants it to stop. So leave it. Subhanallah. And this is what exactly what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted. And so, subhanallah, this favor was given to this great man, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala an. But we want to go back. Who is this man and why was he the chosen one? Mashallah, many scholars, especially who have written books on the subject of tariq history, Islamic history, people like Mufti Idris Kandelwi, a great scholar. And if you go further back, Zadul Ma'ad, Fathul Bari, there's a bit of reference of that. Ibn Asakir has also mentioned this. Subhanallah. That with the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is this great connection with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this line is actually connected until Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. Subhanallah. This line of Noor, subhanallah. Ulama have mentioned this incredible story. Mashallah, it's not something that's fictitious. It is mentioned, recorded, and I've given you reference also. In fact, Mufti Idris Kandelvi has also mentioned this. And he says that approximately 2,500 years ago, there was a king, a Yemeni king, whose name was Tubba. Whose name was Tubba. He was a good man, a pious man. And what he would do is that when he would travel in the company of pious people. This was his habit. So he would take along with him a lot of the great scholars of the time. And overall, he had a lot of authority over Arabia. Now, he was the king of Yemen also. So what he said to the people of Yemen, that what I want to do is I want to visit my entire kingdom, take a tour, and visit all the different areas, that which are under my control, and also to visit my neighbors. And so, mashallah, for this journey, a lot of preparation was taken. He took with him from Yemen the most elite 400 ulama. How many? 400 ulama. And an army of 112,000 soldiers. And with a team of physicians and professionals. And that is how this was the entourage, and a lot of people and men, women, everybody would travel with him. He was extremely wealthy. A lot of wealth was given to him. He was the king, and that is how he would travel. And so as he would pass from one city to another city, what would happen? There was this display of pomp, this carnival atmosphere. People would gather and they would look at this great king, King Tubba, with his army. And all of them would greet him and salute him and would stop and talk to him. And this was something that was the custom at that time also. So Tubba went along to see all the different regions in Arabia at that time. When he got to Makkah Mukarrama, apparently what had happened is that no one came to see him. No one came to see him. So he was quite shocked. You see, when a person is used to pampering, and then when you don't get pampered, what's wrong? You know, there's no love. MashaAllah, there was this Mauli Sahab doing a bayan, and he said that, you know, you should treat your wives properly, and when you speak to them properly with love and affection. And sometimes you must say to them, you know, you cook good food, and MashaAllah, you look well. Praise them. That's what they want also, mashallah, with ikhlas, praise them. So this man, apparently stone-hearted, in the masjid sitting, thinking, oh my God, what's happened? You know, all my life, I've never praised my wife. I've only praised others. Uski biwi dekho kitni achi. Uski biwi dekho kitni rupari. Ye koi rupari nahi. College ki ladkiya dekhne mein haseen. कॉलेज की लड़कियां देखने में हसीन, पर्दा उठाकर देखो तो बिगरेला मशीन. तो खैर, दिस मौली साहब माशाल्लाह, यू नो, गेव अ बयान एंड ही वाज ऑल फायर्ड अप. एंड सो द इन द इवनिंग ही सैट एंड ही हैड अ स्माइल फॉर अ चेंज, लुकिंग एट द वाइफ एंड सेड माशाल्लाह. ही फिनिश्ड ऑफ एवरीथिंग गिवन टू हिम एट द फूड एंड ही सेज, Subhanallah, what lovely food, what lovely food. And the wife started crying. And he said that, why are you crying? When she was actually crying in front of him. So he said, what's the matter? Subhanallah. And she said that, for the first time you praise food, and I have not cooked it. The food comes from the lady next door. The food comes from the lady next door. So it was quite an embarrassment that only today, when he decides to praise, the food comes from
next door.
Next تو آپ حضرات گھر پر جائے, وین یو گو ہوم بی کیئرفل, میک شور لک ایٹ دا کچن اینڈ لک ایٹ دا اوون اینڈ پاٹس اینڈ پینز اینڈ میک شور اٹس 100% یو ڈن یور ہوم ورک, یو نو دیٹس ہاؤ یو گریپ ویمن, اٹس ناٹ دیٹ ایزی ٹو ڈو دیٹ, بٹ اینی وے خیر. سو کنگ توبا when he got to Makkah Mukarrama, there's no one there to greet him, salute him. So a lot of people were with him, and he said to some of his close men, go and check out what's happening. And so they came back and they said that, oh, great king, the issue is that in Makkah, the people here respect only the house of Allah, Baytullah Sharif. So you've got Kaaba there, and they only show reverence to this building which was built by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Now in his heart, he said that this is disrespect to me. So he decided that what I'm going to do is I'm going to demolish this building. Allahu Akbar. This was just an intention. That you disrespect me, what is this building compared to me? I'm a king, Tubba, a great man. And so in his heart he made this intention. The minute he made this intention, everything changed. He became ill. All of a sudden, blood started spurting out from the nose, from the mouth, from the ears. And no one knew what the issue was. And so he had physicians, he had doctors, a team of doctors that were there. And so they would treat him. You had the ulama, the amilin that would come non-stop. In fact, there was a foul smell when blood would come out from the body. And so people didn't want to actually get close to him also. And so for many days, this was the issue. And so one alim came to him, and he said to this king, Tubba, that your illness has got nothing to do with the physical body. It's rather with the, it's a spiritual disease. And so tell me exactly, you know, what your intentions are, what you have said. And so he said to that scholar that my intention was to demolish the building, this building, the Kaaba, of the people of Makkah, that they come and they pray here. And I find that they are disrespecting me. And so he said, this is the issue. This is the problem. Make a sincere intention that you will respect Baytullah Sharif and see what happens. And so he decided immediately, he changed his intention. And with sincerity he decided that no, something must be there. There is some divine connection to this building. And we've all heard of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. A Nabi, everybody knows of him. And so he repented. In fact, he repented and he also made a silk ghilaf. A silk ghilaf. And I know I did mention that Amir Muawiyah was the first man. But in one narration it is said that this man had given a gift of a silk ghilaf, a covering. Ghilaf means a covering for the Kaaba. And he gave a lot of money, gold coins also, towards the maintenance of the building. And mashallah, immediately with that intention, everything went better for him. He was cured. No blood came out again from the nose, from the ears, or from the mouth. And he was cured. And so he was happy, and then he continued with his journey. Subhanallah, from Makkah, Tubba decides to go up further north, and he enters the boundaries of Yathrib. At that time it was Yathrib. Today we know that city as Medina Munawwara. So when he goes to Yathrib, mashallah, that location is very different to Makkah Mukarrama. Now what had happened here, the ulama that were with him became very excited in Yathrib. So when you travel, you learn a lot of things. So they settled in Medina Munawwara for a few days. And then the Amir of the ulama decided that we want to go and speak to Tubba. And so he was the speaker to this king. And they said that we've decided, all of us here, the ulama, that we want to settle here in this city of Yathrib. And we don't wish to go back to Yemen. We want to relocate ourselves here. So Tubba said that you people are my ulama. and the people who guide me and tell me what is right and what is wrong, our learned scholars, and now you want to settle here in Yathrib? What is the reason? And they said that we have read in the scriptures that the last messenger, Khatamu Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will migrate from his city of birth to another city. And the city described in the books is a mirror image to this city. MashaAllah. Despite the fact that it's dry and there's a lot of mountains there, but Medina Munawwara was always very green. Palm trees and date farms and subhanAllah, very different from Makkah Mukarrama. Lush and green. And so they said that we have no doubt that the Nabi mentioned in the scriptures will migrate to Yathrib. And therefore, if he migrates to Yathrib, we want to serve him. And we want to be here. And if we pass away, that is khair. Maybe even if he is to walk past our graves, we will feel that Allah will bless us. As in, this will be a great form of blessing. And so now, after the incident in Makkah Mukarrama, of course, Tubba had a lot of faith in his scholars. These were wise men. And so he agreed. And he said, fine, if you want to stay here, you can stay here. But I'll have to go back to Yemen. Remember when we say that the true Arabs are from Yemen. Aslul Arab, the true Arabs are from Yemen. And this is the history, that you had these Arabs who came from Yemen towards, and these ulamas that had settled here in this part of Medina Munawwara. Now he was a very rich man. So what he did, he said that I will gift every single scholar here with a lot of money and their own house. And so an entire complex was built in that part of Yathrib for these ulama. So you had 400 homes in that locality. And then in the middle, there was one beautiful house also built. And he said, each house belongs to each of the scholars, and he gave them enough money that if they want to do any kind of a business, whatever they want to do, they have enough money. And so he said that if you need anything, I am in Yemen. But you can settle here, and if anybody else wants to settle here, they can also settle in this part of Yathrib. And then he called the Amir of the ulama there. And he said that this property is a gift from Tubba, from me, to the last Nabi who comes and who migrates to Yathrib. SubhanAllah. Imagine. To the last Nabi. Allahu Akbar. And he gave whatever it was, the keys, and he said to that alim that you are a man, that this is your responsibility now. That you live here, you've settled here. And for generations, the scholars would be living in that part of Medina Munawwara. And so this property belongs to the last Nabi. And you are in charge of it. And with that, the next day, he wrote some poetry in Arabic, praising Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I can't actually remember the words, but it's actually written in some of the seerah kitabs. It starts off by saying, فَلَوْ مَدَّ عُمْرِي إِلَىٰ عُمْرِهِ لَكُنْتُ وَذِيرًا لَهُ. If Allah gives me a long life and that I can see you, then I will be there as your khadim, as your servant to assist you. And I am prepared to take out my sword and fight against your enemies until all difficulty has been taken away from you and all comfort is given to you. And that I believe in you, that you are the messenger of Allah. And a lot of, subhanAllah, beautiful words were written in poetry praising Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he made wasiyah to all of the scholars that were there, that if you pass away, then this is a royal letter given by King Tubba. Pass it on to the next generation, to the next generation, until you meet Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and give my letter to him. SubhanAllah. And ulama had mentioned that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born 1,000 years thereafter. How many? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born 1,000 years thereafter. And Abu Ayyub Ansari is from amongst the children of that alim who was the Amir. Of that alim who was the... Remember, the Arabs had this habit, mashallah, they would memorize the names of their forefathers. They were very great individuals. Their memory was very powerful. Subhanallah. And this is where you get the tribes of Aus and Khazraj. These were the Ansar. Subhanallah. And Medina Munawwara are actually, these are the children of those scholars. Subhanallah. And so after 1,000 years, now this letter was kept, subhanallah, sealed by all of the children. And Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an had his slave who he trusted a lot, whose name was Abu Layla. What was his name? Abu Layla. And Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari had said that, Abu Layla, keep this letter, inshallah ta'ala, and if the last Nabi comes, we want to give this letter to him. Now when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to Medina Munawwara, subhanallah, remember I said that this was the mu'jiza, and that the camel halted at the property in front of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an. That property, although Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari was living there, but it was actually the property gifted by the king, King Tubba, for who? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is why Allama Zainuddin says that if we were to say that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was only living in his own residence in Medina Munawwara, even in the beginning, that would be correct. Because that was a gift given to him. And subhanallah, look at the mu'jiza of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam settled in Medina Munawwara after a few days, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari wanted now to present the letter to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Layla had that. So he asked Abu Layla to bring. Now, Abu Layla came with the letter to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so immediately Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at him and said, Assalamu alaykum ya Aba Layla. So Abu Layla, you are here, may peace and greetings be on you, may the salamati of Allah be on you. And he said that, Abu Layla, are you here to give me the letter of King Tubba? Are you here to give me the letter of Malik Tubba? This is an amanat. Now imagine, subhanallah, look at the mu'jiza, look at the uloom that was given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. 1,000 years back, a Yemeni king, that letter is sealed and preserved. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the timing, and he looks at Abu Layla and Abu Ayyub Ansari and says, Abu Layla, you are here, I know, your name is... Abu Layla says, I've never met Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is my first meeting, he's in Medina Munawwara. And here, whilst meeting him, he says, Abu Layla, you are here, and you want to give me an amanat, which is a letter from who? Tubba. In fact, he himself perhaps did not know of this letter, that it was something that was passed on from one generation to another generation. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam read the letter, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiled, and gave him dua and basharat, that how honored he is, that he understood at that time what is right and what is wrong, and that he brought iman upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And so this is the history of this great sahabi whose name is Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala an. Now going back to the dream of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and saying that my ummah will conquer Qustuntunya, Istanbul, and we covered this in the last session, subhanallah, and during the jihad, during the khilafat of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, this man, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari, passed away, and he is until today buried in Istanbul. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status. In fact, elevate the status of all the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah gave us the tawfiq that we understand tariq, history of Islam and of these great individuals, and it is their sacrifice that today we enjoy Islam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.